Chapter 7. The Scientist. The red planet was no longer quite so red, though the process of greening it had barely begun. Concentrating on the problems of survival, the colonists, they hated the word and were already saying proudly, "We Martians," had little energy left over for art or science. But the lightning flash of genius strikes where it will, and the greatest theoretical physicist of the century was born under the bubble domes of Port Lowell. Like Einstein, to whom he was often compared, Carlos Mendoza was an excellent musician. He owned the only saxophone on Mars and was a skilled performer on that antique instrument. He also shared Einstein's self-deprecating wit. When his gravitational wave predictions were dramatically verified, his only comment was, "Well, that disposes of the Big Bang Theory, version 5, at least until Wednesday." Carlos could have received his Nobel Prize on Mars, as everyone expected, but he loved surprises and practical jokes. So he appeared in Stockholm looking like a knight in high-tech armor, wearing one of the powered exoskeletons developed for paraplegics. With this mechanical assistance, he could function almost unhandicapped in an environment that would otherwise have quickly killed him. Needless to say, when the ceremony was over, Carlos was bombarded with invitations to scientific and social functions. Among the few he was able to accept was an appearance before the CAS Appropriations Committee, where he made an unforgettable impression. Senator Lidstone. "Professor Mendoza, have you ever heard of Chicken Little?"
Professor Mendoza. "I'm afraid not, Mr. Chairman."
Senator Lidstone. "Well, he was a character in a fairy tale who rushed around crying, 'The sky is falling. The sky is falling.' He reminds me of some of your colleagues. I'd appreciate your views on Project Space Guard. I'm sure you know what I'm talking about."
Professor Mendoza.
"Indeed I do, Mr. Chairman. I live on a world that still bears the scars of 1,000 meteor impacts, some of them hundreds of kilometers across. Once they were equally common on Earth, but wind and rain, something we don't yet have on Mars, though we're working on it, have worn them away. You still have one pristine example, though, in Arizona."
Senator Lidstone. I know, the space guarders are always pointing to Meteor Crater. How seriously should we take their warnings?"
Professor Mendoza. "Very seriously, Mr. Chairman. Sooner or later there's bound to be another major impact. It's not my field, but I'll look up the statistics for you."
Senator Lidstone. "I'm drowning in statistics, but I'd value your considered opinion. And I appreciate your appearance at such short notice, especially as you have an appointment with President Windsor in a few hours."
Professor Mendoza. "Thank you, Mr. Chairman."
Senator Lidstone was impressed, and indeed charmed by the young scientist, but not yet convinced. What changed his mind was not a matter of logic, for Carlos Mendoza never made that appointment in Buckingham Palace. On his way to London, he was killed in a bizarre accident when the control system of his exoskeleton malfunctioned. Lidstone immediately dropped his opposition to Space Guard and voted to release funds for the next phase. When he was a very old man, he said to one of his aides, "They tell me we'll soon be able to take Mendoza's brain out of that tank of liquid nitrogen and talk to it through a computer interface. I wonder what it's been thinking about all these years."